Hi. Welcome to the Women Writing Men podcast. That's not normally how I start this. I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hello.
This is episode 29. Today we're doing Dark Stranger, The Dream by I.T. Lucas. I don't remember if it was on like Amazon, but it was like...
We found it because we have Kindle Free Unlimited.
Yeah.
And so I was like, if you are paying for this, we should find books that are free. Mm-hmm. So I looked up best free Kindle Unlimited books.
Yeah.
This was on the list.
This was on a list. And another reason we picked it is because it's part of a series. And the series is absurd.
Literally absurd.
How many were there?
Like, well, I was about to look it up because I wanted to see if I.T. Lucas was a woman.
We're back after some investigation. yeah, this series is absurdly long. We couldn't remember. My thought was like, oh, there's something absurd, like 28.
I was thinking in the 30s.
But we looked it up. 53. There are 53. And I in I.T. Lucas stands for Isabel. So yes, it is written by a woman. And a prolific
And we just thought it was hilarious looking through 53 books that all look exactly the same on the cover.
Yeah, like, it was that, and then also Mariah has now discovered our recommendations. It's just the 53 other books. So, like, fair warning, if you read one of these, you're in for it. Yeah, so...
We have to say, oh, by the way, you missed what our podcast does.
Oh my god, we're looking for the most attractive man in fiction. Are we gonna rate this guy?
Well, yeah, it's number 29.
It's okay. We're rating him.
It's not a special episode.
Sometimes Amazon ones we don't because they're just so...
But this is a real book.
It was. We determined that. It was a real book because it was long enough to be a real book. And that is apparently...
our qualification for books these days.
Yeah.
I mean, technically they're all real books. Just some of them are short and we determined not book.
Yeah. This one, plot-wise, though, like, if we were rating it based on, does it have an arc of a plot?
It doesn't.
It doesn't count as a book.
That's true.
But...
it's because the arc of the plot is coming in the next book.
Yeah.
It's just, the whole plot is a three-book-length book.
Yeah.
The middle is just the middle of the plot. And the last book will be the conclusion. You'll get in it real quick in number three.
Yeah.
We assume. Oh, yeah. The 53 are broken up into threes.
Mm,
I don't know. I guess on different groups of people. I have no
idea. I guess every three is
like a whole book.
Yeah.
Summary?
Yeah.
And then first thoughts?
Yeah.
Sure. Me. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mariah's scrunched up her face to try to remember
their name.
Also, so many characters.
Sissy.
Yeah.
That's the girl. There's so many characters. The boy. No, I don't know.
Kian.
Okay. Okay. So this is basically vampires. They will never admit that they're vampires. But it's a story about vampires.
Yeah,
horny vampires,
they're
basically.
Immortals.
But they're vampires.
Yeah.
They function like vampires. And they say, oh, we don't function like vampires. And then they literally do in almost every way.
They don't drink blood, though.
No, they don't. And they can go out in sunlight.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Sissy is a regular human.
Mm-hmm.
Kian is her boss's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss... I don't even know what to say about this.
He's really into her.
He's really into her. She's really into him.
There's
also, at the same time, this, like... evil group of not vampires, but are vampires that are trying to kill them.
Yep.
And he protects her because they're worried that they're going to come for her.
Yeah. And, like, we can't say more because, like,
that's
plot wise.
That's what happens.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. Yeah. So,
first thoughts about that book that we summarized.
I feel like we've summarized our first thoughts by being like, it was not really a book. Like, plot. It was so, like, it clearly set up a plot. It's just, like, in this first book, it did not pay off on anything happened. It only, like, started threads.
Yeah.
wrapped up zero of them.
No.
So it was just the rising action of a book. But like, not even, like, there wasn't even a climax.
No. No. Like, I remember I got to the end and I was like, the book is done. I mean, I was glad.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. I did it. But also, that's
where we're ending. End. Yeah. And like, the thing is, when you read a book length book and there's no,
you read a really long book.
Yeah.
Like, you read a really long rising action, yeah, as you said.
Yeah, a really long first third of a book. And it's, like, not worth it. There was so much, like, fillery stuff in there that I was just like, why is this even happening?
Yeah, I was really, I mean, one of the fillery things would be just random chapters of new characters. And I was, yeah, like, why do we need this? I, like, there were so many.
Yeah.
Like, the first, like, 10 chapters, every chapter felt like a new character. I'm like, what are you doing? We don't need to know this many people and get into this many perspectives.
I know. And it's POV switches.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, crazy. So, yeah, overall thoughts are just like, what? Like,
well, the thing that blows my mind is this is considered a top 10 free Kindle book. Like, in the list were other books that actually, I mean, I remember we were picking it. Yeah. We're like, this is going to be probably not good.
Yeah.
But there were other books in that list that, like, looked like genuine books and actually piqued our interest.
Yeah.
Like, how did this make it?
I know. It's, like, the thing is, I'm like, either it gets really good at some point, or people just are really into, because, like, it's almost like a TV show, mm-hmm, like, because it's, like, POV switching all the time.
Yeah, that's
so then
good
you're
point.
Being introduced to all the characters, and then you just can keep following threads in the same world for eternity, apparently. You never have to stop. I guess, like, I don't know, 53 could be the child of Sissy and Kian, and it just keeps going. Yeah, so...
Are we getting into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. So there's a prelude, which I don't think was necessary.
I was reading what I wrote about the prelude, and I was like, this literally never comes back.
What does it say?
I said, bad omens are coming, and no one seems to care.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Okay. Well, the bad... Because she...
She has premonitions.
And she has premonitions that, like, bad... Like, the world
horrible
is...
Horrible things, yeah.
And I was like... It just never really got brought back. I guess the evil non-vampires, what are they called? The doom people?
Doomers.
The doomers. They are going to bring about this end of the world scenario in a future book in episode 24.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I read that and I was like, wow, that never comes back.
Not in this book, at least. There's a lot of things that happen in this book that never show up again. I don't know why, but I wrote weapons of mass destruction, suffering in Africa and North Korea.
Was this the prelude?
I think it was either in chapter one or in the prelude. But she just, like, thinks about there's bad things in the world, yeah, including weapons of mass destruction and hunger and suffering. And I was just like, this is so strange. This is such a strange thought to just think alone in your room. But yeah, so Sissy has this nightmare where there's, like, wolves chasing her, and then there's, like, a man in the distance.
But she can never get to him?
Yeah.
I do remember, well, I wrote it. After the dream, I was like, this might be better than normal Amazon books.
Yeah.
Like, it had the potential. After the prelude, I was like, maybe we'll get something.
Yeah.
It wasn't
confidence, but, wasn't like...
But I remember there's some books in the Amazon specials we've done where it's like, uh-oh. As soon as we start.
Yeah. Moments where
this
after
one, I was
starting.
Like, maybe.
The thing is, this all does seem like it's setting up a plot.
A plot it that just could be real interesting.
It just didn't happen in this book.
Yeah.
So yeah, then we're introduced to Dr. Amanda. She's a character. So she's the sister of the main guy, who's like the boss of the main girl. So she's just this like third character who like triangulates them. And I don't like... Obviously, she'll probably get her own story at some point, but I was just like, we get so much Amanda time.
We do.
And Sissy describes Amanda as, like, having dark short hair and sensuous lips.
Also, naturally red. And I was like, what?
I was like, what a weird way to describe a fellow woman. It just felt, like, weirdly sexualizing her. And I was like, why? Why? I mean, it's fine, but, like, because they talk about, Speaking of them being vampires and not actually vampires, every one of the immortals is, like, unnaturally beautiful.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like the name Sissy.
No, it's terrible. I was going to ask you, because you would know this. At any point, is it explained that this is her nickname for a longer name, like Cecilia or something?
I have no idea. And also, her brothers are named, like, Andrew and Jacob. I was like, why? Why is your name Sissy? It's spelled like S-Y-S-S-I. It's not, like, spelled
S-I-S-S-Y.
Like... Yeah.
But yeah, during this erotic, you need to get laid conversation, she starts, like, thinking and getting aroused by the guy in her dream that she just sees from afar. Because she's like, he's tall, and he exudes power.
So...
She in her head thoughts are, she knows that he would make her submit just in the way he stands there. I was like, what? You look at people and you go, he'll make me submit.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. That guy would. Oh, that guy really would. Just look at how he's standing in line at the grocery store.
And that you're just like, that's what I want. I know nothing else about him. Just like, chapter two is an Amanda chapter. Are you ready to move on?
Yeah, I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, this is what I wrote. And I'm like, what is this context? Is this something she said or is this something I said? Liar, liar, pants on fire. Is this saying about your underpants? Why can't pants be gender neutral?
No idea what that's in reference to, dude.
I read it and I was like, what am I talking about? And like, I think that maybe it might be a line that I considered stupid, but I specifically quoted the liar, liar, oh, panties.
Panties.
That's what I missed. Okay, I remember the context now.
She says that, and then you're like, why did you change it?
Yeah, why can't it just be pants?
I think it's because she's horny.
It's stupid.
It's very stupid.
I think that might have been what I considered as my dumbest line already.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, pants. That's what I remember thinking. Pants are gender neutral. Everyone wears pants. It's not a thing that we have to make.
Like, we have to change
specific.
It. Yeah. Okay, now we're on to chapter two.
Yeah.
We're on chapter two. Mariah has already had her dumbest line.
I think I might have put some more in.
Actually. I know, I have some other ones. So Amanda, because she's one of these immortals, has supernatural hearing and strength. And I wrote, how long are we going to spend talking about how gorgeous she is?
A lot longer. It gets brought up a lot, I think.
Because literally, like, there's, like, a whole section where she's just, like, all the boys in my university class just thirst over me, and I can hear them thirsting over me because I'm so attractive.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Why are we spending so much time on how attractive Amanda is?
Is it so that we can remember that Sissy isn't?
I don't know. Also, we find out that she is 200 years old.
And her brother is really old.
Is nearly 2,000 years old.
I also said Amanda's a bad character.
Oh, getting just right into it.
Because she says that beauty is a curse, but then also continually comments on how much she loves that men lust after her. I'm like, you don't think it's a curse if you love it that the men are watching you.
No.
You would hate it if it's a curse. And like, but yeah, she also says she likes her life the way it is. So she says that she loves when the men look at her and she just loves her life, but her life's a curse because she's so beautiful. And I was like, that is so stupid. Like, come on, author.
Literally, you have to choose one or the other. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and like, part of it is like setting up that immortals are just super horny.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Which is,
Because I don't really understood how it worked, but it was almost like they didn't need to feed, but they needed to have sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
I didn't really understand it, but they seemed to all need it.
Yeah. It was really important.
They got sex.
Yeah. I don't know. Especially the guys. Chapter three.
I just wrote, who are the main characters in this book at that point? And we find out that these three are the three. But then from here on, we get more. What is happening? But yes, Kian is our main character.
Yeah, so her brother comes to her lecture. That's what's, like, actually happening. And he comes with his two bodyguards. I'm gonna keep, like, naming these characters even though they're not relevant, just so that you as the listener can be like, who the fuck is that? So he has two bodyguards, Brundar and Anander. I wrote that Anander looks like a Viking and Brundar looks like a metrosexual.
Is that what it described? Yes! Oh, goodness.
I think because he has, like, long blonde hair and he's, like, kind of skinny looking. I don't know. And then I moved on to chapter 4. It looks like you have more notes on chapter 3.
I wrote, they do sound like vampires because the sun hurts his eyes. It just doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
So there's been some, like...
Yeah, vampire things.
At this point, I was like, they're vampires. They're just, like, a different...
They're just pretending. Slightly. Yeah.
I also thought this is dumb about Kian because he's mad that Amanda is teaching because they need to be in hiding and she's, like, really good at it. And so, like...
She's getting recognition.
Yeah. But then literally in the next sentence, he's fine with it. And again, I was like, what?
Can you have consistent... Yeah. That happens all the time.
I think I stopped pointing it out, but I was like, the first two chapters, they talk about how he's such an angry, angry brother, and he, like, flips a switch and gets angry so quickly, and then immediately he's fine in the next sentence. Like, the next sentence.
Or they'll spend a whole chapter where he's, like, thinking about a decision, and then start the next chapter, and he's changed his mind and just gone and done the other thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fucking...
I forgot about those. But I did say, I think this is a real book, because... Amanda and Kian go for lunch, and it literally spent paragraphs describing what the restaurant looked like inside.
Yeah!
And I was like, well, that's book-like too. But also, why did we need to know the interior of this restaurant?
And they, like, named the owner of the restaurant, and he had lines. And he never comes back.
No.
It was so weird.
Okay, now I'm into chapter 4, and we get an under chapter, and I was like, what?
I know. These POV switches, because I think you told me, like, there's a lot of POV switches before I started, and I got through the main three, and I was like, okay.
Three.
That's quite a few. And then I'm like, why?
And I literally, this one I have, like, nothing. I'm like, why did we need this chapter? I said, all that I learned from this chapter is that males have a better sense of smell than the females. And I was like, why did I need to know that?
I wrote, pointless interaction between Amanda, Gino, who is the restaurant owner, Dur and Dar.
Is that what you called them so you didn't have to write their whole names?
No, I wrote their whole names later. I just was like, there must be... Like, I was like, they are clearly not relevant.
Yeah.
So, I'll just abbreviate, because surely they won't come up too much.
See, what would have been better? Not getting their perspectives, but, spoiler, Durandar love Kian. But it would have been better if one of them had been the mole.
Yeah. There's so many... Wait, I kept, like, running into things where I was like, ooh, that would be really interesting.
And then it didn't happen.
And then it didn't happen. There's one in particular where I was like, that would be a really cool storyline that you chose not to do offer.
Okay, I'm excited to find out when we get to it.
Chapter 5 is Amanda again. We're on chapter 5 and Sissy, we haven't seen, like...
Sissy.
In years. There's a hilarious exchange where, like, Kian talks about, like, him and I don't know why what they're saying to each other, but basically she's like, after the sorrow you endured or something, like in reference to like what he's been through. And then he's like, you know, I don't talk about it. As like, I wrote wiping tears. I don't know which one of them is crying. I assume it's Kian.
I think it's gotta be him.
But yeah, he, like, they're all like, oh, he's so stone cold, but then he, like, cries randomly, and, like, I don't know, he's all over.
He's all over. Yeah, like, he's not very consistent in his personality.
No, he, like, changes.
Yeah. So, in this chapter, and I wonder if you understood it, it explains the stupid reason why...
This is so funny to me.
Female vampires can mate, but male vampires can't.
Okay.
And I was like... What? I just said this is convoluted and complicated, but for some reason, it means that Kian and Sissy have to have sex. Yeah. That was my conclusion.
Yeah, so the gene, the immortal gene, yes. is matrilineal. So, like, a woman is the only one who can pass it down to her offspring.
Yes.
I don't know how.
But Sissy was a...
She had the gene so that if she was activated...
Because they're like, oh, they think that Sissy is a dormant carrier.
Yeah, yeah.
So they think, Amanda thinks that if Sissy and Kian have sex, that their baby would be immortal.
I think also Sissy would turn immortal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sissy would turn immortal because he would inject her... Yeah, venom into her.
Yeah.
But if you inject venom into dormants, they become
immortals.
But if you inject your venom into mortals, nothing happens to them.
Yeah. And then, so here's the really funny thing, is they talk about how, like, to awaken a dormant, you have to bite them and then also ejaculate.
I miss that.
Which is so funny to me. And then... They talk about how to kill males, for a male immortal to kill another male immortal, they inject them with, like, a different kind of venom.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if they also have to ejaculate? That was just the funniest thought to me.
Yeah, your thoughts were funnier than mine were in this chapter, because they're talking about this. And she's like, we need to try to activate Sissy. Because they're also, like, in the... I don't know. Are they, like, low in population?
I don't know.
But anyways, I was like, oh, what? Like, are you going to tell her?
That's my whole thought. I was like... like, Amanda's, like, so sure. She's like, Kian, you have to do this. It's going to be fantastic. And, like, and they, like, never once talk about how this is going to change Sissy's entire life.
Yeah. But I guess Amanda, who thinks her life is a curse, but thinks it's the best life ever... It's like, Sissy would obviously want my cursed best life.
Yeah, like...
It really bothered me. It felt very, like...
I know, they never once talked about, like, if...
If Sissy would actually want to become immortal.
Yeah. They were just like, oh, no, yeah, totally. We'll just do it. Kian, just do it, and then you get a perfect immortal wife.
Yeah.
Chapter 6, we finally get back to Sissy. The more stupid, pointless characters. There's, like, Okay, Andrew, her brother, she's got this other brother, Jacob, and there's two friggin' lab assistants that also get named. David and something else. I don't even remember the girl.
I don't, the only reason
Hannah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
David, I just remember, was sexually harassing his sister, yeah. And Amanda was like, we just have to learn to deal with these things.
Yeah!
And I was like, what?
Yeah, like, how is that the message? It was so weird.
I also said... I feel very confident that Amanda's book is Amanda getting together with Andrew. I don't know why. Hmm. I just was like...
It seemed they're the people.
And she did... Who did she mention more, Andrew or Jacob, throughout the rest of the book?
Jacob's dead, so...
So Andrew.
Andrew.
Oh, 100%. Okay, 100%. I was like, he is being brought up way too often for Amanda not to get with him.
Yeah. Chapter 7?
Yeah.
This is an Amanda chapter?
Yeah, because, well, the thing that in this chapter, Amanda's like so, she's like, Sissy and Kian need to see each other. Mm-hmm. That will change everything. And I was like, what? It will? Like, there isn't going to be any, they'll just see each other and then we're good.
We're good.
We're good. I wrote in this section, I didn't write any of the context to a lot of this, but obviously they're talking about regretting what they would have invested in for some reason. And she says that she wishes she had invested in Apple stocks. And I just remember thinking it was so random and specific. I'm like, I think that IT Lucas regrets not investing in Apple stocks. I wanted everyone to know.
Just like, that's the authored insert.
Yeah, I felt so, I'm like, why? Why this? It's so odd. And why is it being talked about?
Also, like, as soon as I wrote, is there going to be conflict? Amanda hits a fire hydrant. To avoiding a squirrel. And I was like, conflict? No, it's just completely fine.
Yeah.
Not, like, and then... Because, like, the thing is, Sissy had this premonition about bad things happening to Amanda. So then Amanda's like, look, there's the thing.
Chapter 8, new character.
Mark.
This is my like commentary as I began this chapter. I already forgot who Mark is. Or wait, is he new? I don't know for sure.
I wrote, who the hell is Mark? Because they're just like, this is Mark. Like, you should know who Mark is.
That's why I felt like I had already been introduced to him. And I don't remember names. So I was like, should I just miss one? And then I kept reading and I was like, nah, I think he's new.
And he's like, I'm with the strategic defense thing and I'm trying to disable weapons of mass destruction. And I was just like, it's weird how much we're talking about weapons of mass destruction. Like, just, it's a weird, like, specific thing in
I wonder
this
if
book.
It's, like, an American, like, I wonder if American.
I think it is an American yeah. thing. Like, you just, they're just always worried about.
I know. I didn't like this whole, like, I mean, it makes me sound bad. But I was like, I don't like that they're doing this. I don't like that they're trying to destroy other people's weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, Ryan, why do you like weapons of mass destruction?
Why did I write it?
Because, yeah, that's a weird take, honestly.
Well, I guess it was just this, like, I don't really remember in the moment why I was so wary, but I'm trying to, like, I remember thinking, like, because they're coding and hacking, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I was like, I just don't like the notion of us hacking, them hacking, like, it just is so invasive. And I was like, and I guess we should be destroying other people's weapons of mass destruction. But then shouldn't they be destroying ours?
I know. I get that it's just a vicious cycle of destroying weapons of mass destruction.
Like, it's not okay for them to have it, but it's totally okay
for us
to have it.
Yeah.
And I think
and then
that
to break theirs.
And I think that that's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Mariah is pro weapons of mass destruction.
We should. If I'm gonna ever try to be anything, this line will be pulled from it and plastered. I have to try to run for like local council.
Yeah.
Mariah, pro weapons of mass destruction.
She actually likes terrorists. Anyway,
but so he successfully just destroyed something.
Yeah.
And so they're going out for drinks to celebrate, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest thing ever.
The other weird thing is that there's this whole talk of Svetlana.
Yeah.
Who is like super into him. Like she's like his coworker.
That was the thing that was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
She's like so into him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm gay, though, and I don't tell anyone I'm gay.
Which I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Either. I'm like, who cares?
Like, I wrote, am I reading the same book? Like, I was like, what is this section?
So, like, at this bar, Svetlana straddles him and licks his lips, and he just lets her because he doesn't want the coworkers to know that he's gay. And then he gets her off and he slaps her butt and like flirts with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Just don't, if you don't want people to know your orientation, that's fine.
But don't act super strange.
Yeah. Just don't incur, like, just don't let her do those things. It's really weird. Also, why would your coworker just do that?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, so he's like, I'm gay. And he goes home after the party with the coworkers.
Yes. To hook up with some guy that's coming over.
Yeah, because he uses escorts because he's a male immortal, so he needs to sexually release. And so he uses escorts for, I wrote, quote, prime healthy studs. And I was like, that's the creepiest way to talk about men.
And I assumed as he was, like, talking about the man coming over, I'm like, he's going to die. That's why this chapter is here. He's going to die, and that will be the conflict of the story.
I wrote, Gideon shows up. Gideon isn't gay. And then I was like, conflict? Question mark? And then I wrote, oh no, Gideon is a doomer, their mortal enemy. And then I wrote, Mark's dead.
I said, so yeah, he's dead.
And I wondered, first I was like, is Mark a part of Amanda's clan? Because I also was like, maybe Doomers are Amanda's clan. I was like, is she a Doomer or is she with Mark?
Is she pro weapons of mass destruction or against?
Okay. And then I said, it doesn't really matter. And then I said, actually, it probably does matter, but I don't care. And they said, but it doesn't, it really doesn't, because he's dead now.
Yeah. Okay. And then I wrote the quote of, like, what Gideon says to Mark's corpse.
Yeah.
Because it was so weird.
Okay.
Like, I was like, it's weird because it's, like, weirdly homophobic. And I was like, why? You're here just to kill an immortal.
And he didn't even know that Mark was gay.
Like, I guess he must have known because he was like, instead of the escort service.
Yeah, I guess.
This is for giving your corrupt Western pets your stolen technology, you queer scum. This is for the computer virus. He shouts at a corpse. And I was like,
you'd think he would yell it before Mark was dead.
It also seems like so much, like, I'm like, are you mad about the computer virus? Or are you mad about that he's gay? Like, it just was weird. And that he was just yelling at a corpse.
Okay, all of that to say, though, when this chapter happened and it was over, I was like, it feels like this should have been chapter one. Or the prelude.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, it's unrelated to the story, yeah, and like
that's how preludes usually. And then and it's read conflict. The book, you're like, oh,
that's who the that's Doomers how are, and
it all connects.
It's crazy that it's just chapter 8. Like, yeah.
Okay, I would like to say as we start chapter 9, then most of my notes are about the robot butler. Okay, here we go. You tell us the rest.
Okay, I wrote Okidu is a robot butler. Somehow the immortals have like robot 7 butler. Robot butlers.
And like he has been their robot butler for a long time. Not like they just invented robot butlers. He's like been serving Kian for
2,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the immortals have like some weird technology. I feel like the book kind of implies they're aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then I was confused about that later. I was like, are they from another planet? Or did she just hide on Earth? I was confused.
I know. It was really perplexing, and I didn't understand the origin story.
Yeah.
New people are here.
Yes.
Kree, who is his cousin and has a crush on him.
Okay, weird.
And Onegus, who is one of the guardians, because there's like... it doesn't matter.
I actually have more notes than just the butler. Okay, so my fact on the butler.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Let's, Mariah, talk about the butler. I've leaned back. I'm, like, ready to hear about the robot butler.
Okay, so the robot butler, all I wrote, I'm trying to remember the other things about the butler. Like, he's a really good butler, but he sits and watches TV at one point, and I'm like, why is robot butler TV? They talk about how he doesn't have emotions, but he can mimic emotions, but that he gets pleasure from watching TV. And I was like, well, no, he wouldn't, because he doesn't have emotions.
There's something about, like, because they also mentioned that he gets, like, offended if Kian does things that are, like, things he considers within his domain.
Yeah, but he wouldn't. There's flaws with it. All I wrote was, robot butler is flawed. She does not understand how emotions work. If a robot does not have emotions, it would never get offended. I guess it could be mimicking offense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be mimic, because it said that it mimics.
Yeah.
But it doesn't actually feel.
So yeah, Kian finds out that Mark is dead.
And Mark is a part of their clan. I found this out in this chapter. I'm like, okay, so they're not pro weapons of mass destruction.
And then he has like there's another guy, Arwell, who's like, lives near Mark and is like friends with him and feels others' emotions. And I was just like, okay, he's clearly gonna matter at some point.
But he didn't in this book.
He certainly doesn't matter now. And then they define what Doom stands for.
Oh, I didn't remember that it had the stand.
It stands for the Devout Order of Mortis.
Because Mordith is the evil vampire.
Yeah, the evil immortal.
Immortal.
And I was laughing at the name Mordith because it was like, it's like from that other
Mordor!
Book, whatever it was.
Was it Mordor? I can't remember.
It was
remember.
Something, it was like Mordith.
The evil.
Is yeah. Like a... It's just a word that means bad, apparently. But yeah. And
but they're really worried. So yeah. He decides that all of their leaders need to go into hiding.
Yeah.
Because they typically hide in plain sight, but now they're worried that that plan wasn't as successful as they had originally thought.
Also, actually, one of my dumbest lines shows up here.
Okay.
Kian says, "It's all my fault. I take full responsibility."
For Mark's death.
For Mark's death. And I was like, okay, weird.
Well, was it because in his hide in plain sight? Plan and he
I
like,
guess,
that
but
backfired.
I was just like, and because Kian's character is extremely inconsistent, he's like, oh, I feel so guilty about Mark's death for 4 seconds and then never feels bad about it again.
Yeah, he does. It's true. Amanda refuses to go into hiding, I wrote, which I thought, this is dumb. She's like, they'll never find me. And I was like, in your chapter earlier, it was talked about how you're, like, in all of the newspapers because of how amazing of a prof you are. I'm like, they're going to find you. Yeah. And it feels like it'll be easy to find you. It feels like you would be the easiest out of all the ones we've introduced so far.
Yeah, because a lot of them do live, like, very subtle lives.
Yeah, and she's, like, in the news for her research and for her profing abilities. I'm like,
yeah, and there's, like, pictures of her and, like, I don't know.
And I don't understand why she wouldn't want to go into... It was just so stupid. I was like, I don't understand your logic. You know the Doomers are coming after people. Didn't they leave a message like, we're coming for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know they're coming. You know they've successfully found one of your clan.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you just take the precaution of hiding?
They had this weird thing where, like, Kree was like, oh, they didn't know Mark was an immortal. They just, like, were going to go kill a guy that they thought was connected to us, but they didn't... And then they were surprised that he was actually an immortal.
Yeah.
And so they just stumbled into us. And I'm like, you guys don't know that. The Doomers might know that he was an immortal and be like, they might know other shit. It's weird that you're assuming they're dumb. Yeah. That seems like the unsafe assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he goes over to Amanda's lab. And I guess he's going to try to convince her to go into hiding at this point.
Yeah.
Chapter 11 is another Anander chapter.
I said, why did this chapter matter? At this point, we find out that they can turn invisible sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I wrote, he got himself an eyeful of young female flesh.
Yes. I hypothesized maybe those hot females are actually vampires in disguise.
No, they weren't. They were just girls.
And that I was like, maybe this chapter means something. It didn't.
It didn't. I wrote, this better be relevant. It was not.
It's a Jissy chapter, and I was like, is she the main character? I'm still not really sure.
Because Amanda's
chapter 12, and we've only had 3
Jissy
chapters.
Yeah. They describe, I guess, Kian.
All muscle, chin-length hair, blue eyes, angular, beautiful face, tawny hair. I think that means dirty blonde.
Yeah.
Looks like a Greek god. I said, not the first time we've had a Greek god as a as our main character.
Yep.
Nothing feminine about him. All man. Powerful. Dominating. She's never reacted to a man like this before. Oh, it seems like all women react like this to him because he's so hot. Mm-hmm. At least Amanda implied that. She wants him to dominate her. Yeah. Some of those weren't descriptions because her feelings about him, but...
No, I wrote, she thinks a lot about how dominant he's going to be.
I also wrote, oh my gosh. This is... I think Sissy is seeing the main character man for the first time, but I don't know his name anymore.
Yeah.
Because we've just been introduced to literally so many characters. So hard for me to keep 2 straight, and now I've got to know 8.
Yeah. I wrote, she seems genuinely terrified of him.
Yeah, because she looks at him and they basically have this like moment of lust and her legs wobble and then his eyes turn to ice and he looks monstrous.
Also, I wrote another ridiculous line because there's a couple. She's talking a thing about she wore heels today and then she's like, at least she wouldn't look like a complete midget troll standing next to all that perfection. And I was like, what? This Sissy is so insecure about how short she is. It's weird. It's a Kian chapter, and I wrote, he thinks she's the most sweetest, most innocent thing ever and gets turned on shaking her hand.
And this is when we just find out that his eyes turned ice, not because he was mad at her or anything, but because his fangs were coming out because he was so aroused that he had to scrunch his face to control himself, basically.
I can move on to chapter 14.
Me too.
This is a Brundar chapter.
Woohoo, our first Brundar chapter.
Yeah, I only wrote Doomers in the Hall. And that's it. They just fight some Doomers in the hallway.
I know, and I mean, I guess that was a bit of conflict. And I didn't even care about it. I said, why did we need that? I was like, you could have just had one of Brundar or Anunder text him and say, Doomers are here.
Yeah.
Skip this chapter and they would have fled. That's all I needed. Yeah. I didn't need to see the fight. It was dumb.
Chapter 15, back to Sissy. Sissy is rushed out and put to sleep. And, like, it switches to a Kian chapter, and I was like, Kian gets very weird with her when she's unconscious.
Really weird. Like, uncomfortably so.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, oh, I could do so many things to you while you're unconscious.
He sniffs her and, like, strokes her or something.
Yeah.
And Amanda's just in the car with them. And I was like, I said, this is, like, borderline assault.
Yeah. It was uncomfortable for sure.
And then they just discuss, how did the Doomers find us? Is there a betrayer? What is happening?
Yeah.
And now Amanda is a little bit like, oh.
And one of the guys that they fought in the hall got away. Another stupid line. Sissy says the man sitting next to her had more mood swings than a hormonal teenager. And I'm like, you've known him for 4 seconds.
But she is accurate.
She's not wrong, but...
How would she know?
You don't know. And then there's, like, excessive description of his house.
Yeah.
So much.
So much.
And how he has, like, an interior decorator.
But also, I don't know if you, like, thought of this, his coffee table is 8 by 8 feet. Like, so do you big. Realize how large that is?
That's, like, you could do the, like, Lunette and Molly clock thing on that coffee table.
Yeah, it's humongous. That's what I wrote about his ugly house. I mean, it wasn't ugly. It was supposed to be beautiful, but...
That's an absurd coffee table. He's like, what can I get you? And she immediately is like, gin and tonic. And I'm like, who just orders a drink from someone's house?
What if he didn't have gin?
I know.
I mean, if you asked me for a gin and tonic, you would be fully rejected because I don't have any of the ingredients.
That was my thought. I was like, you're really assuming a lot.
At this point we learned that he smokes.
Yeah.
And she, like, really loves the smell. And I was like, what? First off, ew, he smoked. And second off, who likes the smell of cigarettes? I know, like, some people are like, cigars are cool and, like, that's fine. But, like, you like the smell of disgusting cigarettes? I didn't understand it. I'm like, at least have him being smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
At least. And then she has a long internal rant about how much money she doesn't like. She doesn't like to spend money. And this is really important to her as a human.
Sissy is so weird. Her character traits, like, she's insecure about being short and cares a lot about money.
So she lives in a small house and she's, like, really embarrassed about this small house.
About being frugal.
And she doesn't want him to see it because like, people have, like, been mean to her about it before. And I was like, what? Why is this her the point at which she's been bullied on? That she's frugal?
Yeah, no, okay. And then the weirdest part is she thinks to herself about her own personal financial situation. Yeah. And then she's like, I really wish he would just come kiss me. And I'm like, author, isn't there supposed to be some connection here? Like, why?
But I was like, obviously, she's playing up this frugal stupid stuff so that when she finally reveals to him that she's frugal,
because he'll accept her for yeah, it, and it'll and then be she'll beautiful. Be like,
oh, whoa,
I love him. I love look at he accepts this horrible character trait about me. Will he ever overcome that I'm short? Like, what?
So bad.
Yeah.
But then she makes the first move and kisses him.
Yeah. And I was like, why on earth did she do that? It establishes so many times that she's all innocent and never makes a move on anyone. And I was like, this is out of character. Which yeah. maybe it's supposed to be, but it was, I don't know.
But then he pulls away, and this is what I wrote. He gave her a one-time, he gave her a look that said, this is a one-time kiss, and I'll never see you again in my life, look.
I want to do that look.
And then he put her to sleep.
Yeah. I want to give that look to my husband.
Oh, man.
I wrote chapter 19, Kian watches her sleep and thinks about the Doomer War.
I have a red flag alert from him.
Oh, yeah? Is it watching her sleep?
No, but that's a good one. He talks to himself in his head about how he wishes he could talk to someone about what's going on with Sissy. What is going on, which is nothing so yeah. far. But anyways, I was like, he's been alive for 2,000 years and has no one he can talk to about this. Like, I would not want a man like that.
2,000 years, zero friends. Oh, yeah. Okay, chapter 20.
It's more Kian, and I was disappointed because I was like... Oh, I don't want more Kian.
It's so back. It's so much. It's literally just like.
It's just like.
Info dump backstory.
Yeah. We actually get no Kian.
Yeah. There was a time that gods lived amongst humans, and then gods can't die, but they could be decapitated. And then Anani, who is Kian and Amanda's mother, she was going to marry Mordith, but then she was in love with another guy named Kian. And then
she married Kian,
and then Mordith got mad.
And, like, destroyed the whole world.
He killed Kian, and then he vowed to make... He was like, things are no longer going to be matrilineal. And I was like, he's still genetically that way.
But wasn't his way of doing that capturing all the women and just basically ending it? Because he did want to capture, like, they kill the men and then they capture the women.
They capture the women for
breeding.
Like, yeah, to make like
so a
patriarchal society. Yeah.
It's like matrilineal genetically, but because the women are enslaved, it's a patriarchal society.
Okay. Yeah, he wanted to invent patriarchy.
Okay. I guess he kind of did. Because what I figured they were suggesting was like how he kills the world. He like nukes it.
Yeah.
And Kian mentions how it's, like, a myth that's on Earth. And I was like, is he saying that, like, asteroid that hit was actually Mordith nuking the world?
I know. That was me. I was like, are you suggesting that in the past someone nuked all of Earth and now we're here 2,000 years later and it's fine?
And the fact that it was like a myth that humans would have heard about, I was like, it's got to be the asteroid. And then humans couldn't figure out what it was and they're like, it must have been an asteroid.
Yeah, because they then talk about the Mordith's son Nabu takes over while the nuclear winds ravage the lands.
So I guess there were, at the time of dinosaurs, also these vampires.
No, because he says Mesopotamia.
What?
Yeah, he says that Mordith nuked Mesopotamia.
So what was the myth that we know about?
When Mesopotamia...
got nuked?
Yeah.
Okay. I was surprised that they had more siblings. I was like, it was a shocker to me.
Yeah, there's Alina, Kian... Lilin, who's dead. And Lilin, I think, was a guy, actually. And then Sari, and then Amanda.
And they all live in different parts of the world, except for Kian and Amanda. And they, like, rule that area as immortals.
Yeah.
But, like, not, like, kings or anything. They're just kind of secretly in charge.
Yeah. Are you ready for chapter 21?
A totally new character that I totally didn't... You knew, probably. Oh, yeah. It's her brother. And I was like, who is this?
Welcome to totally new character, Andrew.
See? Andrew's totally gonna get with Amanda. He has a whole chapter.
Yeah. I wrote Andrew, why?
I literally, okay, I'm reading this chapter and I literally have no, didn't remember it happened. And it has nothing to do with anything later.
No, it's not relevant at the slightest. Andrew is a spy. He's friends with benefits with Susanna. That's it.
Yeah. He does, because the Doomers live on this weird place. And so he notices that a bunch of white dudes have just showed up in the United States.
Yeah.
And he's going to investigate them.
Yeah.
So that is...
That's information, I guess.
That is just information. But then that all ends and he goes home and he just is going to get laid. I was like, why did we keep going? Why did we get the rest of this?
Yeah, it's so...
And I why did we get this chapter? And I said, leave it as a surprise. But I don't even know what I meant. Like, leave that he was going to get laid a surprise? Or, oh no, I know it. Leave that the Doomers are here.
A surprise.
Like, why did we need to know that a whole bunch had just shown up?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
This was dumb.
Yeah. Chapter 22. I wrote, Kian goes into big room and just describes it. Kian!
What are you doing? The big room was the room
the
where
they ceremonial
meet.
Room where
they And go. He was talking about how it could be bigger if he needed it to be. And then, like, other people come in and comment on the
big room.
Yeah. And then they talk about how it could be made bigger. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
We find out his mom was alive, which also shocked me. I was like, she's alive too?
Yeah.
Which, I don't know why, they're immortal, but I was really like, whoa. She's around.
Yeah, I just listed names because I thought it was hilarious how many characters were introduced at this point. It was, like, hysterical.
Because now all of his guardians are arriving.
Yeah.
And they're all described in great detail, and I was like, why is this happening?
The one that made me laugh was there's a guy who's 6'6", uh-huh. with hair down to his waist. And I was like, if I saw that man, like, walk into a room, I'd be like, holy shit.
The one that interested me was the one who has never left the keep, and Kian wondered how he gets sex. But then immediately after, Kian's like, but his power is that he can make people see whatever they want. And I was like, well, then he just uses the power, and then they come to his room, and then he has sex with them, and then they go home. Yeah. Duh, Kian. Duh.
Yeah, so can I list some of the names?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we are introduced to Yamanu, Baethion, Arwel, Onegas. We've already met Arwel and Onegas. Shai, which was technically mentioned before because Shai is like the interior decorator or something. Bridget, Edna, William, Brandon, and then Amanda shows up with coffee.
It's insane. I also just pointed out in this chapter my feelings, my inklings towards my feelings about Kian. He's super flawed. And it bothers me that he's lived for 2,000 years, and just recently, as in this book, he's like, maybe I should deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Why didn't you try? Like, if you are trying to find a mate, and you have found one that's lived for 2,000 years, it would be smart to look at how he lived those 2,000 years and think, how will he live the next 2,000? Mm-hmm. And his first 2,000, don't give me a good impression that the next 2,000 are going to be great. Like, yeah. Aloof, solitary, living in his flaws rather than trying to improve himself.
Like, yeah.
That's the man I want. It's also mentioned in this chapter the only times they need medical attention. Big cuts, delivering babies, and broken bones.
Yeah.
Everything else, they'll just heal.
Chapter 23.
Yeah. You know what I can't believe I was so dumb. Because she has her dream again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in this chapter that I was like, oh, Kian's the dude. In the dream.
Do you think that dude is Mark? That was a callback to Mark, the character that showed up and died.
I really don't know how I didn't, like, immediately know it was Kian. I was,
yeah.
But I was just impressed that as I wrote that note and said, it must be Kian. And then I said, at least I remembered his name. I haven't read it in a few days and I remembered it was Kian.
Well done, Mariah. Yeah, so Sissy keeps having this dream. And then now she's like she's sleeping with the guy in the dream.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it just made me uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable. It's also like, these scenes are so pointless because they, like, I guess they're meant as the reader, you're just like, there's the sexy time that I came here for. But like, they don't move the plot along. She's not actually interacting with Kian. She's interacting with herself.
In her dream.
It's like having multiple masturbation sequences.
I wrote what I think was my... I said, this might be my dumbest line. She says to Kian in the dream, don't you dare not kiss me. And I... which is telling him, kiss me? Right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really... Again, I don't remember the context of it, but my note was... It gives us that extra sentence of him pulling away for no reason.
Just delays things.
Yeah. I'm like, we didn't need it. They were already kissing.
So.
And then she says, I'm so happy that someone knows my desires. And I was like, you! You know your desires! Because your dream brain made the dream!
I know. Okay. Anyway, she's very sad it was a dream because she had a great time.
But she doesn't remember the man.
Yeah, because Kian wiped her mind with his vampire powers when he left. Ready for chapter 25?
I just said, like, that was what you were for 24. Yeah. I said, they've given him another flaw. He used to feel guilty about murdering. Now he does not.
Red flag alert. Such a red flag alert.
Okay, that was mine. Chapter 25, a brand new character.
It's insane to introduce a character at chapter 25. And like, consider, listener, how many characters have been introduced at this point.
But this one's gonna get our perspective, his perspective.
Yeah, so this is Dalhu.
Who is the villain of this book, but he is just... What was Mordeth's son's name?
Navu.
So Navu basically assigned Dalhu to L.A.?
Yeah.
To be the Doomer guy that lived there?
All right, you're the Doomer that lives in L.A. Enjoy.
It's not actually there. He got sent there.
Yeah.
And now... He's sent there to kill Mark.
Yeah.
And now...
And then he's like, ooh, Mark turned out to be an immortal. That was great.
And we stumbled on another immortal.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do business.
Yeah. Because he's like, if we had... Because the guy that got away when Brundar and Anander fought in the hallway, he came. And so then it's like, he's like, there's more immortals. Like, we're on the trail.
Yeah. He also just talks about how awful it is to be a Doomer.
Yeah. So here's what I thought would have been interesting as a plot.
Okay.
Is if he awakened Sissy, like if this whole plot had been like one of the Doomers awakened Sissy and genuinely like liked her a lot, because being a Doomer does not sound like a good time.
No.
And he like was trying to get out of being a Doomer and like trying to join the good immortals, but they were rejecting him. Yeah. And he was like trying to make a better life for this person that he like accidentally turned because maybe he didn't know she was a dormant.
Yeah, yeah.
And like... Wouldn't that have been an interesting plot?
That would have been interesting. I mean, I was hoping at this point that he was definitely going to kidnap Sissy and that we were going to have, like, a Dalhu Sissy over on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, she was going to be with him, but they were going to be trying to rescue Sissy.
Yeah. No. And there would be a whole,
like...
No. Dalhu kind of just shows up and then doesn't come back again.
Not yet. Obvious.
Yeah.
Part two. But Sissy, but so chapter 26, it's back to Sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda has told her to go to the lab, and I was like, what? What? Like, don't you?
When the bad people have gone to the lab already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sissy starts to have a panic attack. And during panic attack, reflects on her life with her ex-boyfriend.
Greg! She thinks about Greg so much.
So much. And she's like panic attacking. And she's like, if things were different, I would invite Greg to my wedding and I hope he would do the same. I don't even know what the panic attack was about.
I don't know.
But everything that happens during, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've had panic attacks. I do mostly the panic attack. The thoughts that are happening are, what is happening?
Like, you're not thinking about Greg.
You're not like.
Yeah, because she's having like a premonition again, I think, about how bad things are going to happen. And then she thinks about her brother dying, and then that somehow leads her to thinking about Greg. Oh, because Greg was around when her brother died, and then she was like, I was so sad, and that's why Greg couldn't handle me, because I was so sad.
Yeah.
And that was too much for him. And
it was a lot of thought for a panic attack.
And, like, why? Why does any of this happen?
I don't know.
It's crazy how much I was willing to tolerate with this book.
I really, some of my notes for some of these chapters are real short. We can power through, like, the middle of this book.
Okay, chapter 27.
I don't know what it was about, I said.
I wrote, there's true love mates, which is another thing that we've never heard of before now. And you get extra horny when you're near your true love mate.
Okay.
And then I wrote, Amanda match makes harder. And that's it. She's just trying to get Sissy and Kian back together.
Yeah.
Chapter 28.
Is Dalhu again.
Dalhu shows up and talks to Hannah, who's one of the lab assistants, and
talks
Sissy.
To Sissy. He tries to compulsion her. That's not what it's called, but in Vampire Diaries, it's called compulsion. I'm like, these are vampires! Stop with this nonsense!
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda gave a fake address. He goes to the administration or whatever, and he gets Amanda's address. It's fake. That's what happens with him. In the meantime, Sissy vaguely remembers Dalhu visiting. That's what I wrote for chapter 39.
She randomly remembers what?
Dalhu visiting.
Yeah.
That's it.
She also goes to visit these old ladies.
I forgot about the old lady. I didn't write them because I was like, why? Why? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. How about we introduce three more characters? Hattie, Clara, and Leonora.
Well, there was actually four, because her grandma
was one of them. I don't remember her grandmother's name, but she's dead. And I was just like, holy frick frack. Dude, author, bro. The three old ladies, they're not necessary.
No, but the three old ladies want her to, like, get laid, too.
Yeah.
And make her read erotic novels to them.
Yeah. Chapter 32 is the funeral for Mark.
I said, pretty boring. The funeral reminds Kian about duty and love.
Yep. All I wrote was Mark's sarcophagus. I think because I found that phrase funny. Like, because sarcophagus is, like, such an intense thing for just Mark. Chapter 33, more dream sex.
I said, I do not like this book. While Kian has these chapters where he's, like, leading and organizing funerals.
She just has sex dreams.
Yeah. We alternate between him trying to save people and her dreaming about him having sex with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, give her agency. Something. Give her, like, response.
Have her do anything.
Yeah.
Chapter 34, Amanda realizes that the Doomers found her notebook.
And they are going to go after Sissy.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Because Amanda kept a list of, like, Sorry, we never even mentioned this. The reason Amanda and Sissy have been working together is because Sissy has these premonitions and Amanda's studying, like, extra supernatural abilities.
Yeah, and Sissy's the most powerful. So
they're
pretty sure that the Doomers are going to go after Sissy.
Yeah, there's also a random guy named Michael.
That's, like,
also powerful.
So they're going to go after him, too.
Yeah.
So they go to get Sissy. Yeah. And again, I was like, why couldn't the Doomers have kidnapped her? Way more interesting, but no.
Just rescues her before the Doomers kidnap her. And then Kian thinks about his first wife and daughter, who obviously were mortal, and then they just died.
Yeah.
His first wife, like, got all stressed about the fact that he was immortal.
He was thralling her
into
not knowing, like,
that he was immortal.
And she started getting confused and having memory losses, and she was, like, thinking then that he was evil, and then he left and watched them from afar.
Mm-hmm. And also, he was, like, actually 19 at the time. Chapter 36, I wrote, Kian comes for her. He comes to get Sissy.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's so dumb, this whole chapter. So first, I'm bothered because whenever Kian is near, Sissy loses ability to function. She, like, can't stand. She can't process thoughts. And I'm like, why? Why is her character either just having sex dreams about him or so enamored that she can't be a real human being?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's and crazy. And then he like tells her that she needs to come with him. So she goes to pack a bag and she puts on makeup and her highest heels. And I'm like, what?
It's because she's self-conscious about being short.
And he has told her that it's an emergency and that they need to leave quickly. And she's like, I know. I need to apply some makeup and heels. Oh. And then when they get into the car, the guards like say something to her that makes Kian jealous and he hisses at them.
Oh, yeah.
It was so dumb. I think that might have been the worst sequence of things that I felt during this whole book.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote so stupid the insta-love. This is chapter 37.
I hate insta-love. I determined that. I'm like, yeah. I like slow burns.
I like the characters to have something.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to like about them? Again, I can't see how hot he is. No. Author, I need you with words to give me reasons to like him.
Yeah.
He says this line, which is the opposite of reasons to like him. Don't worry, sweet girl. I'd never let anything happen to you. I'd rip to shreds each and every one of those bastards with my own bare hands before I let anyone lay a finger on you. You are safe with me. And then I wrote
it's that stupid.
Yeah.
I will murder others for you, but don't worry. I won't murder you. Also, I'm a stranger, so trust that I won't.
Yeah. And then right after that, I like gasped aloud while I was reading this.
Okay.
And Alex was like, what happened? And I was like, he threw her phone out the window. Like, they were talking about how like the Doomers could maybe track her phone. And like, I was like, that is the red flaggiest of red flag.
She has literally never been exposed to any of the bad stuff. Like, she was there when the
Doomers... He rushed her out.
Yeah.
But she never saw
them. Saw the Doomers. She has literally...
He could have been lying.
Yeah.
And he has established he, like, hypnotizes you and lies. Like, yeah. It's like, sissy. My dude.
Okay. And then I have, like, chapter 37, 38, and 39, where it's just, like, they want to be with each other, and that's all I felt. Like, that happened.
Yeah, Kian doesn't know how to be romantic.
And because all he ever knows how to do is fuck. The words that he uses, not me.
Chapter 40, this is another, like, this is me just criticizing the writing, which is...
Is it the stuff about the coffee?
Yeah.
I wrote, this is my dumbest line.
It was that I wrote, no show, only tell, because she, like, thinks to herself... I like my coffee in a very particular way. And then one line later says out loud, I was worried you were going to make my coffee wrong because I like my coffee in a very particular way. And I was like, you could have shown that, author. It's so easily. And yet you just told us twice.
Okay, so this is what I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
So she says this, and then he says... Like, she says that to him, and then he says, why didn't you tell me that you liked it in a particular way? And he's, I would have left your coffee alone to fix it any way you wanted. She shrugs. It would have been rude, but you asked. And then he says, I appreciate the honesty. And then she says, it's one of the things I value most about people. I'll take rude and honest over polite and deceitful any day. And I was like, you were just polite and deceitful 2 seconds ago. If you wanted coffee the way you wanted it, you should have been polite, rude, and honest.
It's insane. This, like, the book is crazy how, like, it just immediately flips.
So I'm like, she's like, I value it so much. I'm like, you literally don't do it.
You don't value
it. You don't do it, ever. So how can you value it very much?
Yeah. Chapter 41. Would you have more about the coffee?
No, it's just my ending conclusion. This whole chapter is just light banter over coffee while Doomers are coming for her.
Yeah.
Chapter 41.
Yeah.
It's getting dumber and dumber, is what I wrote.
This is at 75% where I texted you and I was like, I'm at 75%. And then you were like, don't worry, it ends at 93%. Because, like, reading on Kindle, it gives you the percentages. I didn't just know that. I didn't do the math.
Okay. So he pries. This is when he pries into why she doesn't have a nicer apartment. And she must admit that she is frugal.
Yeah. And he's, like, so concerned about her financial situation. And then she's, like, has to explain that she's frugal. And it's, like, how liberating it is.
Oh, my gosh. Frugal. It's so dumb. And then he says that she's so brave for sticking to her frugal beliefs. In what world is that a sign of bravery?
And he, like, when he's, like, trying to figure out, he's, like, so concerned about her living in this sad, miserable lane house. And he's, like, why don't you have more money? Like, he's, like, and he is asking all these weird questions.
And he's, like, it's in so his head, awkward. He's, like, my sister isn't paying her enough.
Yeah. And she's, like, no, your sister's paying me super well. I just don't like spending money.
Yeah. And then it's brave. Yeah. And I'm like, it's pathetic, but because she has had to do no brave thing, this is how we find out she's brave.
She shone like a brilliant star. It's either because he called her beautiful or because he called her frugal. And he's like, oh, I want to kiss her so bad because she really stuck to her guns about being frugal.
It's so stupid. But now she tells him, that she needs to go to the old folks' home to keep reading her story.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't go. So he goes with her.
This is the one where he spends, like,
the whole thing where he's like, I can't go.
I can't go with you. There's no way I can go with you.
He's too into her.
I'm so into you. I can't. There's no way. And then at Sissy's chapter, he's like, I'm going to come with you. And then I wrote that she's so horny that she, like, thinks about sad things. And then he notices and comforts her. I was like, author, is this you trying to be like, look at what a good guy he is? He comforts her when she's sad.
I was so upset about, they go to the old folks' home, mm-hmm. and she's going to read the book. And I was like, oh, that'll be kind of funny. Like, her reading this erotic novel in front of him. And immediately the author takes it away from us and makes Kian read it.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not as amusing. That's like, I would much rather Sissy read it. But Kian really liked it. He got an erection.
I know.
From a female erotic, no romance. And I'm so disappointing because I'm hypothesizing the ending here. And I say, is this book going to end with them having sex at the hotel? Not even any big dangerous thing with the Doomer?
Right.
Because we're almost at the end.
At the end.
But also, it doesn't even end with that. It ends with nothing. Like, they don't even have the sex at the hotel.
I know, because he's like, you have to stay at a hotel now. Which is like, why the heck did they even go to the hotel? It was totally pointless.
Well, I think she wants to go.
She wanted to go to the hotel because she's frugal.
Well, she wanted to go stay with Andrew.
Yeah.
And he refused because she's like, then they'll come for Andrew too.
Yeah.
And so then he said, I'll put you up at a hotel.
Yeah, because she didn't want to go to his house. But I was like, what? This is so strange.
Okay. Are we on chapter 44?
Yeah.
So she reveals her height at this point. Did you notice it?
She's 5'5".
Yeah! Which is above average height!
Do you remember that midget troll line for a woman who is 5'5"? Like,
I really was flabbergasted. I was like, what are you talking about? You are not even in the realm of short.
I know, like, you'd have, like, short, I would be, like, 5'2", would be, like, the upper end of, like, okay, you're pretty short.
Yeah. Above that, you're just, eh.
You're just the normal range of height for women. Sorry, that's so short for you.
It was insane. I wonder how tall Isabel Lucas is.
She's 5'5", and she's, like, crushed by how short she is.
Or maybe she's, like, 5'10".
Yeah.
And she's like, those short 5'5"s, how do they handle it? How do they wake up in the morning?
Because how tall are you?
5'7".
Yeah, okay, I'm 5'7", too.
Yeah.
5'5", not that short.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, all I wrote for this was they have lunch and she considers her shortness as a pretty major flaw. Yeah, so chapter 45.
Yeah.
I wrote, Kian decides no fuck. He's like, I'm not going to sleep with her.
But he also, and before that, really wants to, and also wants to bite her, potentially making her immortal without her consent.
It's so funny that they don't even mention that. No, at no point.
But he does say in his thoughts, it would be dishonorable to do that. Like, at least you know that you're an awful man.
Yeah.
But then another great Kian, and so, oh, I love that guy. He decides he's gonna go home, he's gonna stop seeing her, mm-hmm. and then we return to the sissy chapter and he's back at the hotel.
I know, he like...
Like, you're so weak. She thinks he's dominant.
I know.
This really doesn't feel like dominant behavior.
Yeah.
And it's just, so now Sissy's gone to sleep and she's having another sex dream. Okay, chapter 47. Kian wakes her up because he could smell her arousal and didn't want the guardians to smell it.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Two things. Number one, while she's having her sex dream, it describes she appraised the mountain of a man. His head was almost to the headboard and his feet reached the very end of the mattress. I pictured he was sitting up on the headboard and his legs reached the end of the mattress. And I was like, no wonder she's self-conscious about being short. He's a
how tall?
Unnatural creature.
How tall would he be? Like, from hip to head, if his hip to leg was as long as a bed.
Ooh, that's my fault, though. The author did not describe him as a horrifying creature. It's like got 8-foot long legs. Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah, Kian calls her to wake her up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is I was reading this at 6 a.m. and I was like, Kian, what the fuck? That's way too early.
But it's only because he wants her to stop having the dream.
Yeah, stop being so aroused. So yeah, 47, Kian then convinces her to go back to his place, which is like, why did she go to the hotel at all?
Yeah.
No reason. Chapter 48, it's a sissy chapter. I wrote, why am I 87% of the way through this and nothing has happened?
I said, it really must just be leading up to sex.
Yeah.
This gotta be how this book ends, and I'm not excited for it.
Chapter 49.
He smells her arousal, and he gets aroused by it.
Also, she randomly moaned, like they were just watching, like they were just eating or something, and she moaned because she was so horny.
Oh, gosh. They do kiss.
Yeah, chapter 50. I wrote, it's sexy time, but it was not.
It was not.
Which was like a plot twist at this point.
Well, because she gets mad at him.
For being presumptuous.
Yeah.
And I was like, you like him being dominant.
Yeah.
Like, I...
Because he tells her to put his things, her things in his room.
And she's like, how could you do that? And I'm like, sissy, you've never shown this character trait. I don't get it.
I just wrote, it's such bad writing.
Yeah, like, she was... All through this, she's been like, I want you to dominate me.
And then, the first sign of dominance.
She's like, no, don't do that.
But maybe that's the same as... Remember the dominant book I read? Like, she was the dominant and he was the submissive, and he loved that she dominated her, but he always resisted the domination.
But she, like, we're in her perspective, and she seems genuinely annoyed. And then he's like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm just an insensitive jerk. And I'm like...
And then she's like, okay, and presumes to bring all her stuff to his room.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
And then Kian, like, leaves, and he, like, calls Amanda, and Amanda's like, you have to try with Sissy. And then chapter 52?
Well, yeah. So in chapter 51, Kian concludes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have sex.
Yeah, I'm gonna have sex with Sissy.
Yeah. And then chapter 52, the book is over.
Yeah, I wrote it's an Amanda chapter for some reason, and I wrote yeah. dumb. I yeah. don't know what happened.
I don't either. I wrote the book is over. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I have no idea what Amanda talked about. I think she probably just...
She thought about, like, Doomer stuff, I think. And, like, the future of their species
is
going to
be saved by...
Yeah.
Kian and...
Sissy having a bang.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
The end.
Well, okay, and then so further along, there's, like, a preview of...
The next book?
Scene that's going to be in the next book.
I didn't read it. Did you read it?
It was a sex scene. I skimmed it because I was, like, just annoyed with the book and I didn't care enough. And I was like, this isn't even worth it. And it's crazy that the author was like, read 300 pages. You don't even get a sex scene.
Other than
you
dreams.
Can have the preview of a sex scene that happens in the next book. Like, I get... I.T. Lucas, I get that you're just on the grind of, like, I'm doing Amazon books, so I need people to keep reading and keep buying or whatever, but, like, bro, you gave nothing in this book. You paid off on zero plot threads. That's why not a book. Technically a book, but not a book.
Rating Kian the Immortal.
He's low for me.
Very low.
He's not quite Travis. He was not abusive. He was just inconsistent.
And if you were smart, you would think he might become abusive.
Yeah, if you were a smart,
you would
reasonable person.
He wasn't abusive. He just had the character traits of I'm going to manipulate you.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of the flags that you would look for in like a con
Actually,
man.
One person he did manipulate was his first wife.
Yeah, he has a lot of red flags. We just didn't see him do actively abusive things to Sissy.
To Sissy.
He probably will later, but that's fine. He's a Mac Flannery. He's below Chase U for me, for sure.
Yeah, because Chase U was just flat.
Yeah. See, Mac...
I remember Mac doing really stupid things, too.
Yeah. And Go-Go was very boring, which Kian was also boring.
Yeah. Jackson's the one who killed his girlfriend. Well, like...
That's so funny.
Made sure that she died. He yeah. didn't actively kill her, but...
Yeah, but was like...
Orchestrated her
yeah,
death.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he should go above Mac or below Mac. I'm leaning towards below Mac and above Jackson.
I'm thinking they're both supernatural. Mac was a shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Mac had as many inconsistencies in terms
yeah,
of...
Yeah, he Mac was a consistent was. Character.
Kian... would be so hard to want to date because you'd be like, what are you?
Yeah.
Every day is a new man. Every 10 seconds is a new man.
Yeah.
Let's put him below Mac.
All right. Kian the Immortal.
Comes in at number 15.
Yeah. Out of 18. Not doing too well. That is it. Thanks for listening. If you like our podcast, check us out on Instagram or our website. Both are Women Writing Men, and...
If you want to help support us.
Yeah. Look us up on Patreon. We're on there, too. And, yeah, you can... Through Patreon, you can recommend us books. You can have your name shout out. There's lots of cool things. That's all. Bye!